Hey, F. Peters, come away from that pickle barrel, consarn it. What are you trying to do there, anyway?
I'm just going to take a swig out of this pickle vinegar. I feel all tuckered out.
Oh, shucks, you ain't got no reason at all to be tuckered out. Any more than that bird, that sparrow up there, has sat in the limb all day the way it has. You and the sparrow both tuckered out. The deliveries ain't been none too brisk here lately, neither. You
don't guess it's the delivery business makes me feel so kind of wilty-like.
It ain't, eh?
No.
Well, then what in tarnation is the matter with you?
Well, shucks. I don't know, Zeb.
Ain't got the spring fever.
No.
Well, what is it?
I don't know what it is. You see, I felt this way ever since I finished that complaint to Miss Zell.
What? You finished it?
Yes.
Why, consarn your hide, you didn't have nothing to do with it.
I did, too.
You did not, either.
I did.
You didn't?
Did.
Yeah, Peters, you didn't.
Dad Burnett.
Well, why in thunder... Say, I wrote every dad burn, whip, and tittle of that complaint, you know it.
Well, what if he did?
What about... Why, plenty of it.
Yes.
Now, tell me this. How could you be all tuckered out from writing it when you didn't write it?
It's brain work that gets the body all tuckered out.
It's what?
Brain work.
Brain work?
Yes.
Well, now I know you're just putting on. Why, shucks, Eb. Listen here. If it takes brain work to tire you out, I guess you'd be a regular spring chicken sort of a feller. One of these here eternal flappers, the feller says.
Go on. Go on. Have a good time.
Yes.
Make it easy for yourself.
Just a flapper with him.
I guess you'd have fixed up a fine complaint if I hadn't told you just what to set down.
If you told me?
Yeah.
Well, see. Eb, you ain't serious about that, are you?
Of course I'm serious. You know as well as I do, it was me what furnished the brains for the complaint.
Judge, huh?
Yes.
Judge, yes, I don't want to argue with you, understand, because goodness knows we get enough of that every day from morning to night. They're arguing about this and about that, but I guess it's plain enough, just about as plain as a nose in your face, that the things that really count, mind, the things that really count, the things in that complaint that really count, I set down out of my own head.
Shucks. You ain't had one little idea in 5 years.
What's that?
Not one idea, and you know it.
I have, too, had an idea in 5 years.
You ain't neither.
I certainly have.
You ain't.
I have, too.
Well, then, what was it?
Well, what was what?
The idea you've had in the last 5 years.
Well, shucks, I don't know when you talk and you come at me
curse
like that.
Curse you don't know.
Well,
if you had one, you'd remember what it was.
Oh, say, now, just a minute here. But that don't prove nothing at all.
Does, too. It proves you couldn't have thought of the things in that there complaint if I hadn't got that form for you.
Who was it that put in that that about Mrs. Zell being a nuisance? Now, who did that?
I guess you did.
Of course you did.
But that don't prove nothing.
Well, why don't it prove nothing?
Because Mrs. Zell ain't no special nuisance. The folks at Corn Center just don't pay no attention to her.
Is that so?
Yes.
Well, it seems to me she had a lot of folks rigged up in cheesecloth, cavorting around in Plunkett's cow pasture, didn't she?
Yeah, she said that was her classic dancing class.
Don't make no difference what there was. It was a nuisance.
Yes, and don't forget one thing. We sold more field glasses that week than we ever did before in our lives.
Yes,
got to admit that.
But that don't make any difference. That doesn't make a bit of difference. All to just come back about what we were talking about. All you done about that complaint again, Mrs. Zell, was to type it on that there typewriter, and you know it.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Just so you won't forget it, I put in some remarks of my own before I mailed it out.
You put what remarks?
I said she sung like a horse with a heave.
He did?
Yes.
Yes, well, I still say, but by and large, that complaint was got up right out of my own head. It was my brainchild, as a fellow said.
By the John Brown, I think you're crazy every day. It wasn't no such thing. It was mine.
Well, it wasn't. It was mine.
I tell you, she was mine.
She was mine.
She's mine.
Son, she's mine, I tell you.
She's mine. Dad,
oh, look, wait. Look, here comes Mrs. Zell.
Yeah.
Oh.
Stomping her head off.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Peter.
Why, good morning, Mrs. Zell.
Yes, yes, good morning, Mrs. Zell.
Good morning, Mr. Winterbottom. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is all right.
Yes, nice morning. Yes.
You know, when I awoke this morning, the sun was shining so brightly.
Pleasure.
Why, I just felt as if all my own troubles had suddenly rolled away.
You did?
Yes, I felt so exhilarated, so full of the joy of living.
Well, it's the joy of yes.
Felt as though I had to go out and do something for somebody.
What's that? I didn't quite catch it.
I said I felt as though I had to go out and do something for somebody.
Did you say do something to somebody or for somebody?
For somebody.
Yeah, that's fine, then. I just wanted to get that straight.
Yes, you just want... Eb and me, Eb, yes, of course, you know him. Eb is a little befuddled, as you might say.
Oh, you two are so quaint.
Huh? Oh, yes, I guess maybe we are.
I always enjoy talking to you.
Is that so?
Yes, or hearing from you. Just said I so enjoy hearing from you.
Yes, I heard you the first time.
Well, shucks, Mrs. L.
Oh, there's no reason to be modest. I just received the letter you sent me.
Did you like it?
Like it? Why, I adored it. Really, it was a masterpiece. I laughed all the way through it.
What's that?
She said she laughed all the way through that letter we sent her.
What letter?
Well, Dad Burnett, you know very well what letters. You wrote it.
I didn't either. I never even heard tell of it.
Wait, shucks.
No, besides, if I did hear of it, you wrote it.
I didn't do no such a dad-burned thing.
You did, too.
Ed Peters, you wrote it yourself.
Oh, some of those sallies were simply devastating.
What did you say?
I said the sallies were simply ripping.
That makes it kind of bad for the sallies, don't it?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't enjoyed myself so much in months.
That nabbit, Ed, she don't mean the sallies are ripping. She means her clothes.
Well, let them rip, shall. I don't care nothing about them, no how.
I especially enjoyed that one in which you said I was dilapidated.
Yes.
I thought it sounded like Mr. Peters' subtle humor. But are you certain it wasn't you?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes, Ed put that in.
It was very funny. Thank you so much for a good laugh.
You're welcome.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
And that line that said I was a public nuisance? Oh, I liked that, too.
You did, huh?
I thought that was funny, too, myself. Zeb wrote that.
Oh, shucks. I don't remember nothing about it.
Are you sure that little witticism wasn't yours, Mr. Peter?
Oh, of course it ain't. It takes Zeb to think up bright things like that.
I just wanted to be sure that the proper person had the credit. It was absolutely priceless.
I guess I know the one Zeb wrote. Guess that was about all of them, too.
It wasn't either all of them.
It was, too.
It wasn't either.
It
was.
Gentlemen, you gentlemen mustn't quarrel about that. Really, you should be proud of your achievement.
I don't want to have no honor and nothing I didn't earn.
Well, just a minute now, by cracky. I'm modest, too, Effie.
I know, but there isn't any reason to be mad at each other. I have the letter here in my purse. Let me see. Yes, a complaint against Mrs. Bell and other nuisances. Yes, that's it.
I can mighty quick show you the ones Eb talked up.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Now, you mark the ones that Mr. Peters is responsible for.
Of course you will. Now, that one and that one. You see, I put in first one is what I copied off that pig pen complaint.
You're certain those came from Mr. Peters?
Oh, yes, of course I am.
Well, then the rest of these remarks are yours.
Yes, you see, I am...
That's... Splendid. Now everything's straight. Thank you so much.
Yes, and you ain't mad at us, Mrs. Dale?
Mad? Why, of course not. Why, I haven't laughed so much in years.
That's good.
I showed the letter to my attorney, and he laughed, too.
Who?
Who is that?
Well, goodbye. It's a good joke, isn't it?
Zeb, what do you want? I don't like the way that woman laughed.